Pesach Kedushin, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud. Kol Ha'Oseh Mitzvah Achas, Mitivin Lo, U'Marichin Lo Yomav, V'Noicho Es Art. Anybody who does one mitzvah, meaning he has one more mitzvah than Averis, he did more mitzvahs than he did Averis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good for him and gives him long days, and he inherits the Aretz. This is Eretz HaChayim, Olam Haba, he'll be Nochel, Olam Haba. The Kol She'ena Oseh Mitzvah Achas. Anybody who does not do one mitzvah, meaning he has more averus than mitzvahs, he didn't do that extra mitzvah that would have given him half averus and half mitzvahs. Ein mativen lo, ve'ein marichan lo yamav, ve'ein o nochal esar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do good for him, he does not have long days, and he does not inherit olam haba. Now, even though at the beginning of the Mishnah we said that he needs one mitzvah more than averus to gain all these things, and here we seem to be saying that if he had the same averus and the same mitzvahs, that it would be nocha olam haba. The answer is that from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we see that even somebody who is mechza chayiv and mechza zakai, he did the same amount as mitzvahs and averus. The pasuk says rav chesed mate klapi chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for him, and he will be zocha to olam haba. But he does not zocha to olam haba the same as somebody who has more mitzvahs than averus. Somebody who has more mitzvahs than averus definitely has a greater share in olam haba. Kol sheyeshno b'mikra u'b'mishno u'b'derech eretz lo b'mehera hu chote. Shenemar b'achot ha'mishulish lo b'mehera yinotik. Anybody who has learned Torah shebiksav and Torah shebapeh and he has derech eretz, he does not sin too quickly. As the pasuk says, achot ha'mishulish, the triple thread does not come apart very easily. So too, somebody who has three things, mikra, mishnah, and derech eretz, does not sin very easily. V'chol she'eno lo b'mikra, v'lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'derech eretz, eno min ha'yishuv. Anybody who has none of these three, he doesn't have Torah shebiksav, nor Torah shebapeh, he also doesn't have derech eretz, meaning that he does not deal with people in a nice way. He is not from the yishuv ha'olam, he is not helpful to society. Anywhere that he is considered a moshav leitzim, and he is pasul le'edus. Mesachus Kedushin, Parabeth, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ish mekadesh bo uvashlucho. An ish can be mekadesh an isha, either himself, or he can appoint a shliach to do the Kedushin for him. The shliach would give the kesef to the isha, and he would say to the isha, Hareat mekudeshes l'ploni, you should be mekudeshes to the mishaleach. Now, the reason why the Mishnah says bo first, and then it says uvashlucho, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, when you do a mitzvah, it is better to do the mitzvah yourself rather than doing the mitzvah yidei shliach. An isha can accept the kedushin either herself, or she can appoint a shliach to accept the kedushin for her. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito kishinara bo uveshlucha. An ish could be mekadesh his daughter while she is a nara, either himself, or he can appoint a shliach to mekadesh his daughter that's a nara. A nara is a girl that turned 12 and has simanim. She has beisaras for 6 months. She is considered a Nara. After those 6 months are up, she is considered a Bogeris. Once she is a Bogeris, she is no longer in the Rishus of the father, and the father can no longer be Mekadosh her. Now, even though a father can be Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Katana also, but the reason why the Mishnah says Nara is because the Chatzchila, you are not supposed to be Mekadosh the daughter, that's a Katana, since she doesn't have Das, and when she grows up, she might not like her husband. And even a Nara, you should not be Mekadosh her against her will. You should only be Mekadosh her if the Nara agrees to the Kedushin. Ha'imer le'isha is gachili b'tmara zu. Is gachili b'zu. Im yesh ba'achas mehem shavar pruta mekudeshes, then lav in a mekudeshes. Somebody who says to an isha, be Mekadosh to me with this tomorrow, with this date, and he gives her the date, and then he tells her again, it's gachili b'zu, and he gives her another date. If one of the two dates is worth a Shavar Pruta, then the Isha is Mekudeshes. But if neither one of the two dates is worth a Shavar Pruta, she is not Mekudeshes, even if the two dates together are worth a Shavar Pruta. The reason being, as these are two separate Kedushin, since each time he gave her the date, he said it's Kachali, the Zoo, so each one is a separate Kedushin, so one of the two has to be worth a Shavar Pruta in order for her to be Mekudeshes. Vazu, uvazu, uvazu. And ye shavar pruta, bekula, mekudeshes. But if he says vazu, uvazu, uvazu, He doesn't say hiskachi every time. He only said hiskachi once. And he gave her three tamarim. Then, if altogether they are worth a shavu pruta, she is mekudeshes, and this is considered one big kedushin. So therefore, if all of them are worth a shavu pruta, you have a kedushin. Bimlav ain't a mekudeshes. But if all of them together are not worth a shavu pruta, then she is not mekudeshes. Haita oicheles rishayna rishayna ain't a mekudeshes achi yehe ba'achas mehen shavu pruta. If he said iskachili bazu ubazu ubazu, and she was eating them as he was giving them to her. In that case, only if one of them was worth a shavu pruta by itself would she be mekudeshes. The Gemara explains that one of them that the Mishnah is referring to is the last one, as since the kedushin is not nigmar until he gives her all the tamarim, as he has das to mekadesh her with all the tamarim together. And by the time the kedushin is nigmar, at the time he gave her the last tamarim, all of the first tamarim that he gave were already eaten. So those tamarim are considered a milvah. And since until he gives the last tamara, she is not mekudeshes, and either one of them could back out. So if one of them would back out, then the tamara that she ate, she would have to pay him back for it. So they are considered alone. So now you cannot be mekadesh with those tamara that you cannot be mekadesh and isha with a loan that she owes you. So therefore, only if the last tamara that is still around is worth a shavu pruta, is she mekudeshes, because in that case, you are being mekadesh her with the last tamar, which is worth a shavu pruta, together with the milva. And the din is that if you're makadesh and isha with the milva and the pruta, the kedushin is chal, since her das is that the kedushin should be chal on the pruta, and the milva is just a gift that is given together with the pruta, so the kedushin is chal. But if the last one is not worth a shavu pruta, then you're being makadesh her with the milva plus less than a shavu pruta. In such a case, the kedushin is not chal. You can't be mekadesh and isha with a milvah.